Dr. Lauriberos is dictating for March the 10th of 2022. The first patient is Charles Thompson. The last name is Thompson. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Zabrowski, Z-A-B like in boy, O-R like in Roger, S like in Sierra, K like in Kilo, Y like in Yankee, M-D, from the VA Medical Clinic. The patient is referred to the practice because of the presence of microalbuminuria. Period. This patient has been a diabetic for 10 years, and in the last 6 years he has been using insulin, has not had any retinopathy. He was told that he had a silent heart attack in the past, and he has high blood pressure at least for 4 to 5 years and has been treated with ACE inhibitors. He also has vitamin D deficiency and peripheral vascular disease with amputation of the toes, the third toe in the left side, and has some problems with the right ankle that have been attended. He just got a new brace and he's feeling much better, period. During the evaluation in October of 2021, the patient had a microalbumin creatinine ratio that was 142, which was significantly elevated. At that time, and the hemoglobin A1C was oscillated between 8.5 and 9.6%. Period. The kidney function has remained very stable. The patient has a serum creatinine that is one or below one, and the BUN in the mid-teens. The estimated GFR is above 60 most of the time. Period. It is the impression that this patient has selective proteinuria associated to diabetic nephropathy. The patient has been taking ACE inhibitors and has been taking SGLT2 inhibitor, Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. He also states that the blood sugar was high because dietetic indiscretions come up. We gave a good education regarding the the type of diet in which basically we discuss the plant-based diet and low sodium, a fluid restriction that is associated to the body weight. He's 210 pounds stripped, and the patient is supposed to decrease the fluid intake if the body weight goes below 210 pounds. And if in the case of weight below 210, he's supposed to increase the fluid intake in order to maintain the estimated dry weight of 210 pounds, period. It is recommended to increase the administration of Jardiance to 25 milligrams every day, and to follow the diet and no further adjustment in the other medications. Period. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2, that is under fair control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. Following number, the patient has a history of a silent MI. Whether or not the patient has coronary artery disease is unknown. Following number, the patient has severe peripheral vascular disease with ischemic changes, an amputation of one toe already, and the deviation of the right ankle, that now the patient is on a brace. Period. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We are going to do the laboratory workup basic, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. Thanks a lot for your referral.